Welcome to Coffee Chat, and we are today live from the computer. Did you know that you can do that? It is somewhat new that Facebook has rolled out, and yeah, you can broadcast live streaming from your computer. So you don't have to anymore do the holding your phone up or trying to, you know, connect it to a tripod. I mean, you certainly still can if you want to. But I know for a lot of people, we like to do stuff on the computer. It just has a better screen, right? A bigger screen anyway. And it's just a little bit more convenient, maybe a little bit more comfortable. So yeah, you guys, you can do it from your business page. You can do this from a group. You can do this, I believe, from your personal page profile as well. Really pretty cool, right? So we all know the benefits of live, right? It's more immediate. It's more engaging with your audience. And here's a big one. Facebook is still giving precedence to these live videos, right? So they will tell you when somebody that you follow is going live. They will put those live broadcasts up at the top of your feed. They will, even the replays, they will give you reach. They will give you better placement. They'll let your audience see more of your live videos than your other posts. Like I say, even when they're the replay. So going live is really a great tool to connect with your audience, to get your message out, to build your brand, right? So I hope that you are using live video. And now, like I say, now you can always still, you know, go live from your phone, but you can also go live right here from your computer. I'm going from my laptop. It's kind of raised up a little bit. Because, you know, so you don't see it in my nose. So, you know, because that's one of the problems, right? With a laptop, you're kind of down most of the time. So make sure if you are going to go live from your laptop, raise it up so that the camera lens is more, you know, flattering to you. So how do you do the live from your computer, right? So what you do is you go to create a post just like you normally would. You'll have to do the see more if you're doing it from your page. You know, they have the new interface now with the boxes, so you'll see the, you know, do a photo or video, and then there's create an offer. Then there's several of them. So if you don't see the broadcast live or start a live video, click on the little see more, and it might be just pop. You know, it might be buried down below. But it is there. So you do that. You do the same thing that you always do, is you type a little something about your video. That is the text part of the post, the description of what you're talking about. And then you'll click next. And then what it'll do is it'll connect you through your browser. Now you do have to use Chrome to do this. Okay? So not going to work on any of the other browsers. You do have to be on Facebook with the Chrome browser. So it'll say, you know, you're connecting through Chrome. Chrome wants to access your camera and your microphone. You have to allow that, of course. And then you click next, and it'll show you a little preview. You can, you know, make sure everything looks nice. And then, you know, it's just the same, guys. It is just the same as going live from your phone or other mobile device. It's just a little easier. And if you're like me, it's a little easier to see the comments, right? So when you're broadcasting live, of course you want to see the comments. And when it's on your screen, in this case my laptop screen, and it's bigger, I can see it better, right? And so that's so much easier than, you know, squinting at the little screen of my phone. So I hope that has helped. I hope that you will try it out, see which one you like better. Of course, if you're out and about, you're going to still use, you know, go live on your phone. By the way, one thing that I do highly recommend is going live from your car. So going live from your car, so if, yes, you do have to do that, you know, from your phone typically, but it, there's something about your going live from your car that is very intimate, because who do you invite into your car? Don't invite strangers to, you know, come and go for a ride with you in your car. You don't invite strangers into your car. So there's something intimate about that, just the very setting of it being in your car. And also, guys, the acoustics in a car are wonderful. This, you're going to get a really good sound. But I do suggest turn off your car so you don't have that background engine noise. And, of course, roll up the windows. So this is easier to do. It's easier to go live from your car in the cooler months. So, like, for us here in Fresno, California, Central Valley, in the summer, it is triple digits. I don't really recommend going live from your car for any extended length of time in the summer in triple digit weather. But right, like right now, it is, it's really good. So you just, if you, that's just another tip for you. When you're going live, when you're out and about, if, you know, do it in your car, it's, you're going to get really good, good sound. So I am just so excited to share this with you. I am so excited to share that that you can go live on your computer through Chrome, remember, through Chrome. But I'm curious to know what you think. I would love for you to try it out and then come back and comment, comment down below with which one you like best. Do you like the original, the traditional, the old school, gosh, old school, and it's not even been that long, right? Do you prefer the old school of going live from your phone, or do you prefer, do you like the new going live from your computer? Let me know. I would really, I'm curious. I really would like to know what you think. And if you're using it, if you're using live, I hope that you're using live streaming video, guys, to connect and build relationships with your audience. Because, okay, so here's the thing. This is what kind of, I don't know, maybe irks me a little bit. Live video, any social media, really, the whole point is to build a relationship with your community, with your tribe. And it's not just about broadcasting your offers and broadcasting your stuff. It's really about being of service and providing value and building a relationship. You get it. I know you get it, right? But so many people don't. And it just breaks my heart, because they could be getting so much better results from what they're trying to do, right? So, okay, rant over. That was off the subject even. I am sorry. It's one of those things I get passionate about that, you know, please, please, value first, be of service with your live broadcasts too, right? Have a point, have something that you're sharing. It goes such a long way with your community, with your tribe. So, guys, that's it for today. If you would like additional help with social media marketing, with using Facebook Live, with using it strategically to connect with your tribe, I would love to help you. Reach out, private message, or call me. My phone numbers are there on my page. Reach out and let me know how I can better serve you, how I can help you better use social media marketing. So, guys, that's it for today. And I hope you have a great day. Bye.